This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Fernando Frescas. New details are out about the tour guide killed at a Colorado mine last fall. An investigation into the accident at the Molly Kathleen Gold Mine in Cripple Creek reveals the tour guide did not properly close an elevator latch. The elevator looks like a cage and was overly crowded with people. As it went down into the mine, the door swung open and the employee, 46-year-old Patrick Weir, fell out. Four other people were injured. Denver Health is among a handful of hospitals nationwide that have paused gender-affirming surgeries for young people. The hospital put the procedures on hold as it evaluates President Donald Trump's executive order aimed at cutting federal support for such care. Denver Health's hold applies to anyone under 19. It's still unclear whether the hospital will continue providing other gender-affirming care for youth, including hormone therapy and puberty blockers. However, the hospital says it will continue to offer primary and behavioral health care for those patients. A memo from the Federal Department of Transportation is putting funding at risk for Colorado roads. The memo issued this week prioritizes funding for projects in states with high birth rates and those that comply with federal immigration enforcement. Colorado has a lower birth rate than the national average and has limited how much law enforcement can cooperate with federal immigration officials. In a statement, Governor Jared Polis's administration says the order is, quote, ludicrous on its face. A well-known Denver civic leader has died. Daniel Ritchie was a former chancellor of the University of Denver and one of its largest donors. He was 93 years old. This is CPR News. It's just about 4:06.